Blog Talk Radio.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
You know the door.
You're tuned in to NSF Radio.
In my deep
with your host, Brother Alfred, and co-host, Brother Groovy.
When I
All right, everybody. We are live. What's up? This is Brother Alfred. We're coming at you live today, talking to you about a three-part series that we're going to be doing. It's called Fatherhood and Homelessness. This is going to be a prodigy sort of situation. So what I want to talk to y'all and getting deep about is we're going to talk about addiction, and we'll get into that part today. Just hold on 1 second. Got to check the call logs here. All right. Listen, this is what's going on right now. I've been out in the streets, paving them, looking for everything that we can talk about and try to address some of these issues that fathers are having on a consistent basis here. Well, what we have to look at is this. From my research, there is a high percentage of homelessness for male situations that either have to do with child support or has to deal with the constant understanding of that they're not making them enough money to survive. Okay? And I think it's hard for a father when his income is being garnished 36% of his check. Now, that's not including the national or international deductions off your payroll. You know, like, you get your withholdings, 401k, and all of that comes out of your check on a consistent basis. What we're doing is right now is we're still trying to focus on the issue, you know, where, you know, we as a society are being beaten up with these government laws. So that can put you into a downward spiral, mentally, physically, financially. It can put strain on your life and your personality. And you might say, how does that deal with the addiction? Well, the addiction issue comes into play is when you're trying to deal with the stress of this situation. How can you deal with stress when all the vices in the world are knocking at your door and telling you that you're no good? We can't have that. We can't live like that. So the only thing is, you know, either try to fight as many times you can or whatever you can do. So what I want to do with you all is I want you to think about this. We have fathers that maybe because of the mother, cruelty of the mother or the cruelty of the partner, does denying a visitation or whatever the case may be for that father situation. And it's a consistent basis. And because of that, those factors, you start to give up. And so your only thing is you got a new kind of vice, drugs, alcohol, and other addictions. And they formulate in different factions. We are going to go into those factions today. We are going to talk about the basis of understanding and of what those factors stand for. I need you all to understand that this is a very delicate subject. And we are going to be talking about this for the next 3 weeks. We're going to break this down to part one, part two, part three, and we're going to get this three series, and we want you to listen very carefully. There is a stigmatization on fathers. And it's either a cause or effect chain that puts that father in the situation where he cannot handle the responsibilities and the understandings. So what I want you to do is I want you to listen. Listen to the stories that has been told to me and told to be passed on to you. I want to say thank you for tuning in. I appreciate everybody broadcasting live and coming on to our live broadcast today. We usually come on 1 o'clock. We're a little late today. I apologize in advance. We had some complications that we had to deal with. But what I want to do with you is get you into the groove. And the basis understanding that, you know what, we can do better. So I want you to listen and I want you to get on and understand that, you know what, we can do something. I want to give on right now, we have Brother Cam. And he's having a show coming up this about on the 31st. So I want you everybody, you know, listen up very carefully. We got a little promo for you. We're going to play that a little bit. Right now, we're going to get back into the subject. And, okay, here we go. So listen up and listen good.
What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
All right, King Cam is going to be on every Wednesday, every Monday, from 10 to 11:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So everybody, I hope you all tune in. Okay. I'm going to use myself. I am a father of three beautiful children. And as for me being a father, you know, it's vital for me to be involved in my children's life. But it's a struggle. Because of that, I've been homeless going on 3 times. I've lost my place and due to financial struggles and other issues. So I can concur on some level of homelessness. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't wish upon anybody to be in that situation. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to adapt to. You have to change your way of thinking. You know, your ordinary procedures or roll call or way of doing things has to be changed. And because you have to change that way of thinking, that way of looking, and that way of expressing your views, things are stressful for you and can be more stressful for you. So what I want to do is I want you all to understand each stage of homelessness is different. There's different. There's mole people, there's cities of homelessness, there's people trying to just survive on a normal basis. And because of these situations, you know, and they got children involved, you know, I'll give you an example. There's a father out of Philadelphia I was watching, reading a story about. He had three beautiful children. He was a DJ. His car busted out on him. And because his car busted out on him, he lost his job. And then because he lost his job, he couldn't pay his rent. And his baby's mama or his mother of his children passed away recently. So he had three children, and now he's homeless, trying to survive on a zero income. And in his location or where he was at, there is no homeless shelters or no shelters for families, or especially during that time for men. So these things come up on a consistent basis where it makes you just want to give up sometime, but you got three children to feed. And you can't do what normal men do and with certain applications or certain things being destroyed in your path to survive. So now here's the thing. Part of that scenario was the government sticks in. The government says to you, well, you can't provide for these children. We have to take them. We have to take your children away from you, and they're going to be placed in foster care. You can't see them anymore. Or you can't be a part of their lives right now until you get yourself together. But how can you get yourself together when the system's against you already, before you even started? So it's a modern slave mentality and a constant reminder that you're not a good dad. So now that's what you do. You start smoking weed, you got getting drunk, or you choose these different vices or avenues to subjugate your loss and emotion, and then you become addicted to these vices. And because these addictions are placed in your path, we get to that point where everything's on hold. You know what I mean? So what I say to everybody is we have to look at these vices. And we have to look at these situations as well. All right, everybody. I want everybody to let me know. You know, we need to be on our game on a constant basis. And we need to be aware what's going on.
to you as soon as possible. Shalom.
At the tone, please.
All right, I guess Brother Kubi not going to be able to make it on the show today, so we tried to get Kubi come on today. Listen, you know, we have to look at this stuff when it comes to these vices and addictions as something that is a overcoming, something we have to overcome. We have to find resources. That's what National State and Fatherhood, we try to find resources so you can recover. You can build your life back up. You can have your children in your life. And it's not just up to one person. It's up to all of us to do our part, to share our thoughts, to look at the avenues among us and just take that position and working together. So I appreciate everything you guys do. Thank you. Thank you. And let us just try today is to remember, I will use the term fallen soldiers or fallen fathers out here. So I want you to pray in your own manner, your own way today. And whatever you believe in, you know, light a candle if you need to. Burn them incense. And remember the fathers that have fallen to addiction. I have another story I want to tell you about. A little girl, when she was 12 years old, she had a gut feeling about who her father was because she never got to meet her father. And the reason she never got to meet her father, because her mother was having relations with another man, and her father was a truck driver. So he tried to go to court to see if there was a DNA test. And what happened with that the DNA test came back, did not come back, because the mother did not allow the DNA test to go through. So this little girl for 23 plus years tried to get in touch with who she believed her father was. But he didn't want nothing to do with her, because he believed that that was not his daughter. And the reason that he did not believe that it was his daughter, because the mother denied the DNA test to confirm, because he had suspicion that the mother was cheating on the father. And because of this situation and this occurrence, things didn't go the right way for the little girl. So 23 years passed by, she grown, she's a grown woman. And she had to go on a national court show to get this man to do the DNA test. But here's the fact. That man that she claimed the father, even though he said that he wasn't his daughter, and because of the mother's actions, he was getting 33.6% of his check taken away from him. He was over $46,163.89 in back owed payments. He lost his driver's license. And now this man is a trucker. And because he's a trucker and he doesn't have his license now, it's suspended because of his child support payments, he can't function as a job. So guess where he ended up? He ended up becoming homeless. He had no place to live. He had nothing for himself. And the man was living on the streets. We have to be mindful of our actions. I want you all to listen and just lay back and just express yourself right now. So, this is a little bit moving for me on a deeper level, to be honest with you all, because you can't allow these things to occur when you sit there trying your best to be a father, or not knowing if you are a father because of circumstances or people's actions. And that puts you in a deep spiral of depression. And when it puts you in a deep spiral of depression, you only support maybe that bottle, that pipe, that cigarette, that cocaine, that heroin, you know, the sticky icky, that crack cocaine or spice. Now, if we look from a child standpoint, as far as addiction, which we're going to do now. Now, when a child feels alone and feels unloved, that puts a weight on the mental capacity of that child. And that child can go in a downward spiral. And when that child goes on a downward spiral, that child can start using those vices, like drugs, like cocaine, pills, alcohol, and other vices that we've already mentioned. It's not a one-time thing. It's not a consistent thing. It's I gotta do it kind of thing. I don't know what else to say to you all, but we have to do better for ourselves. I want you to listen and listen carefully. Every father out there has some kind of vice and some kind of addiction to cope with the stress factors in their lives. And then there's also the issue of mental unstableness and the homeless factor. Some men can't handle the stress of day-to-day life because of these factors. So what I want to do is I would love for you all to talk among yourselves and try to reestablish these connections or these lost bonds. So I need you to be on your top of your game, your mission, and be a good father. Now, we're doing a three-part series. We want to make sure that everybody, please, you know, keep your head up. Push your mission to go up and do what's right. And just listen. Listen to your part that things are going to get better. Things will do better for you, or will be better for you. So I need you to be on top of your game today. So I want everybody to stay tuned for part two, which will be broadcasting next Thursday. Also, Kufi Speaks will be broadcasting. And, you know, King Cam is going to be speaking on that Midnight Oil. So get tuned in. Be part of the program. And like I always say to you all, you know, we have to stay on top of what we need to stay on top of. My name is Brother Alfred. Be safe. And remember what I always say. I may stumble. I may fall.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
And know the door.
You tune in to NSF Radio.
In my deep
with your host, Brother Alfred, and Carl's Ben Groovy.
When I fall, and you may not think that I care for you. Well, you know, deep down inside.
You tune in to NSF Radio.
All right. Y'all have a good night. Peace.